Today we start with a look at heritage and history, and this can be presented and taught in a variety of ways, as education, information, participation. My first guest today is here with a preview of an annual multi-day event, which lets people grow in their knowledge of the history and heritage, as well as the community and people of Northwest New Jersey, while actually having fun doing it. It's time for the New Jersey State Fair Sussex County Farm and Horse Show, and here to give us a tour of this year's fair, along with all the ways it preserves and presents the history and heritage of the region, is Kathy Carfasso. Hello, Kathy.
Good morning.
And let me give you a website, because there is a ton of activities and therefore a need for a single point of information. That is njstatefair.org. And, of course, Kathy, State Fair is high-tech, too, because you have a free app as well, right?
Absolutely. So you can maneuver your way around the fairgrounds physically with our map, and you can also find out what the next event that's coming up is.
And think of the family arguments this will save, too. Because the fights won't start. I thought you kept the schedule. I thought you had the schedule. I thought you kept the paper schedule.
Absolutely. Everybody who has their own phone has their own schedule right there.
Well, let's talk about, as I mentioned, it's heritage history, but it also is a way for you to entertain people as well as keep things changing and keep things, the popular stuff stays, and you always do some variables and you put some stuff to the side for a little rest and bring it back. So give us an overview of some of the tradition and some of the returns that's happening this year.
Well, this year is the 80th anniversary of the horse show's founding. The horse show was founded first, and then 75 or 76 years ago, the farm and horse show came together. We celebrated our 75th last year. It's also our 40th anniversary of having our own grounds. People remember it being in Branchville on temporary grounds, and in 1976, we had our first fair here on Plains Road with one building. And if you've been to the fairgrounds lately, you know we have a large number of permanent buildings, barns, stables, and so on. And it gets quite a workout on weekends other than the fair, with groups coming in and either renting our grounds for an event or having a wedding and so on. So those are our two historical things that we have going on. We're also working on a facelift on that one building that we began with, the Richards Building, because anybody after 40 years is starting to show a little wear and tear. So we're working on upgrading that and doing that in pieces. We are bringing back our mud bog, which was very popular for years, and again, we kind of put that onto rest. We put out the lawnmower races this year in favor of the mud bog to kind of have a little downtime on that. We had a circus the last 2 years. We're not having a circus this year. We're going to have in that family entertainment area where you can bring your kids and see all those things for free. We're going to have some magicians, and we're going to have a mechanical man who actually does five different characters throughout the run of the fair. So we have something called rabbit hopping, which is apparently started in Scandinavia, where rabbits hop the same way that horses jump over jumps. The rabbits are hopping over rabbit-sized jumps, and that's our second Saturday. We're also going to have an agricultural entertainment and education in Barn 1. They're going to have a group of animals. They're going to have food tasting. They're going to have music on the fairgrounds. So all of the things that people are used to seeing, like the horse show classes and the milking parlor and so on, are still going to be there. But we've added some additional things. We've got some new crafters coming in. We always try to switch up one or two things, but not lose the essential, taste of what the fair is. And speaking of taste, that includes fair food as well.
Absolutely. As I always say, you're going to have the food that you will not have the entire rest of the year. And any diet you're on, I'm not the Pope or anything, but you do have absolution from me for going into the deep-fried turmoil that is presented at the New Jersey State Fair.
Yes, absolutely. This is the stuff you probably shouldn't have more than just the week of the fair.
I have to credit the New Jersey State Fair. It's where I had my first ever blooming onion quite a few years ago now, actually.
Yes, that's where I had my first one, too. Now they're on the commercials all the time.
And, of course, there is the performing arts tent where, if your economic times being what they are, you get through the gate. There's so much free stuff to do, Kathy. A lot of people tend to either dismiss that or not even be aware of all the free things that can be enjoyed. If you're a photographer or you're a budding photographer, I always recommend bringing a camera because between the Penning Zoo, the 4-H displays, just the scenery, the horse shows, the horses, if you go around behind the barns, there's a ton of photo opportunities, too, that you can have just for enjoyment if you're a professional photographer, even to score some points for your portfolio.
You can get really close to animals here. You know, they're right there in those pole barns, so you can get face-to-face with them to take photos. We also have a motocross event that's going on the 6th. It's free. On the 10th, Wednesday, we have two things that are going to be people performing in the horse show that are coming to the outdoor entertainment area. One is Rachel Jackson, who's a trick rider who rides on four horses and, you know, and stands up and goes around the field. And then Sylvia Zerbini has a Liberty Horse demo where she is able to control them just by voice and commands and physical gestures and so on. And then, of course, we have our truck pulls the last Saturday. So, and we do have a lot of entertainment out there that's free as well. So there's lots of things, especially if you have kids. And then if you have kids that enjoy the carnival, you need to go on our website because we have several different deals that you can get that make it less expensive if you're going to spend any time over there as well. And it's always good to check out that as well as our admission deals to put together the best package that works for you and your family.
So with Kathy Confasso from the New Jersey State Fair, it's August 5th through the 14th, njstatefair.org. And be sure to download their app as well because they'll keep all the information in front of you on a day-by-day basis. And, of course, you might be one of those people who have already plotted and planned to take your vacation over that time period to make an everyday trek out to the fair as well. You should, because there's a whole lot of stuff that takes a lot more than one day just to see and get involved with everything that's out there, njstatefair.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Let's talk about tickets and passes and all that, because you have a Mega Pass, you have a fair, a carnival card. Talk about some of the options that people have as far as making things within budget and making things convenient, easy, and maybe with the card idea, controlling your kids so they don't spend all your money.
Absolutely. Our gate price hasn't really moved in a number of years. It's 13 for adults, 6 for children, and then several years ago we added the senior price of $9, and our senior age cutoff is 60 and above. But if you buy your tickets ahead of time, either online or any of the local outlets, it's 9 for adults, 5 for kids, and seniors are 4. And that's a new addition this year, the $4 senior advance ticket price. That's the same amount that it is on Senior Day on Thursday for $4. Kids are also $5 on Children's Day, which is Tuesday. Then we have some pay one price days where after you pay your admission, you can get a ride bracelet for $25 and ride whatever hours on the weekends. It's usually into the evening. During the week, it's generally noon to 6 o'clock. But the Mega Pass, if you've got kids, especially teenagers that enjoy the rides, that's probably the best deal. For kids 6 to 12, it's $25. For kids and adults 13 and up, it's $30. But that includes your admission and your ride bracelet. So at a ride bracelet at $25 for a child, it not only gives you your admission free, but you're not tied into those pay one price days. You can use that Mega Pass any one day that you choose. So if you're planning on coming on Children's Day, and God forbid we have rain, you can take that Mega Pass and use it any other day or evening in order to take advantage of the rides as well. And it's really quite a discount.
And as I mentioned, too, the fair brings a sense of community through a variety of civic organizations that set up and present their information, their call for people power for their respective causes. On Saturday, August 6th, there's an escorted motorcycle ride to benefit the Sussex County Veterans Cemetery. That'll be starting over in Hope at Hope, New Jersey, at Tremont and Harley. Registration is from 9 to 10, and then it starts rolling at 10 o'clock. So that's a way that you as a biker can help out the Sussex County Veterans Cemetery and all the work that has been done and still needs to be done with all that that's happening out there. And really, Kathy, for whether you're in the region, outside the region, the fair just really presents life as it was, and it shows how the future is progressing nicely, especially through the work of all the kids at the 4-H clubs.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a new veterans tent this year, where all the services for veterans are going to be located. And it's our second annual tribute to the troops first weekend. So we cater to that part of our past and our near future. 4-H, people tend to think of animals, and we certainly have pole barns full of animals that are being shown in 4-H shows. But there are photography clubs, there are archery clubs, there are history clubs. Our 4-H building has the displays of all of those different clubs, and they do presentations, and they have their own little market where they sell things that the students have made in order to defray the cost of ribbons and so on. This year they have someone who has written a book about a goat at the fair, and a local author, Elizabeth Rogers, and she is donating proceeds of her book towards the 4-H expenses as well. So you're going to see things like the milking parlor, which, of course, milking is historically in Sussex County with all of its cows, but you're going to see the way it's done currently. You know, they'll show you a little bit by hand to bring in the past, but then they show you and take you through all the steps from the time that they put the milking machine on the cows until the milk gets on the shelf in your grocery store. So our Ag Museum has a little bit of the past, yet a lot of our vendors are showing things from the future. So it does kind of give you a back and forth of what Sussex County and indeed the Garden State has to offer.
And as we talk politics here on the show frequently, the politicians, both on a local and state basis, show up there too on a variety of days. So if you want some FaceTime and have your say with a political and elected official of your choice, you have the opportunity to do that as well. It is August 5th through the 14th, the New Jersey State Fair, Sussex County Farm and Horse Show. Learn more, get the schedule. You can download a PDF file and print it up that way if you prefer, njstatefair.org. Or the easiest way, download the app. You'll have every bit of information that you need just at your, literally at your fingertips. Again, you can download the app at njstatefair.org as well. And from New Jersey State Fair, Sussex County Farm and Horse Show, we've been talking today with Kathy Carfasso. Kathy, best of success with this year's fair. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.